And now this is a dictation for Sherry, Sherry, Bick, Bick, August 1852. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U. Dear Dr. Ginu, a follow-up for Mrs. Bick, who has a renal transplant, transplant number 2, last visit December. Comes accompanied with husband. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal discomfort. Stools are dark from iron. Does have iron deficiency. To see surgeon for potential EGD colonoscopy. She has prior history of rectal cancer. Did not tolerate nifedipine as blood pressure was running too low, was feeling unsteady. No kidney transplant tenderness, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home fluctuates 130s to 150s over 70s and 80s. Today weight 172, blood pressure by nurse 167-89, no respiratory distress, normal speech, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness. No ascites or peritoneal signs, no major edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight anticoagulation with Eliquis. Prior atrial fibrillation. Transplant medicine, prednisone. Cyclosporin. Blood pressure, lisinopril. On iron pills. Insulin lentas. Next paragraph. Lungs are clear. Today appears to be regular, no pericardial rap. Other physical exam as indicated before. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Few days ago. Anemia 10.8, a normal white blood cell platelet. MCV was 89, RDW increased at 21. There has been iron deficiency with a ferritin of 6, saturation 12%, a normal folic acid. You did some testing for hemolysis being negative. Coombs testing was also negative. K kidney transplant, creatinine is normal at 0.7. Electrolyte, acid base, albumin, calcium, phosphorus are normal. Cyclosporine is pending, previously 97, which is therapeutic. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, this is a second renal transplant. May 2003. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, high risk medication, immunosuppressants. New cyclosporine level pending. Next number, hypertension in the office higher than at home. Did not tolerate nifedipine, was feeling too weak, lightheaded. Next number, off myfortic, was causing pancytopenia. And she did have recurrent UTI and C. diff colitis sepsis. Next number, ADPKD with complications of rupture, brain aneurysm, clinically stable, no seizures. Next number, anticoagulation. Prior AFib, given thrombosis, as well as amaurosis fugax. Concerned, however, about the iron deficiency anemia, given her history of prior rectal adenocarcinoma, she needs to have EGD colonoscopy. I'm checking a fecal immunochemical testing. We will ask surgeon to see her soon and do procedures also soon. Next number, transplant-induced diabetes. A1C has been fair, around 7-8. Next number, some cognitive decline, but stable over time. Also discuss with the patient and husband, end of dictation.